You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing on the parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. It's Saturday morning, October 26, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So I gather that you want to talk to me about white space?
Yes.
What is white space?
Okay, so a lot of people think white space is going to be very important to our sort of connected near future. And in some ways, it already is. So it's this spectrum that's actually in between broadcast spectrum being used by TV broadcasters. Think about it this way.
I'm making a confused face.
Yes,
that
you're
people
making
on the radio
confused
can't,
face.
But can't see because we're on the radio.
But I'm going to make it into a happy face.
Okay.
So think about when you're changing channels on like an older television, right? And
yes.
Sometimes some channels you get that snowy look.
Right. Okay.
That's
sure.
TV
we're dating
white space.
Ourselves. But yes. Okay.
You could also think of it as sort of like almost like a rainbow of different channels. And in between each color of the rainbow is a white space. And this is basically unused spectrum that TV broadcasters put there so that they could actually make sure there were strong borders between channels, for instance.
Oh.
And also just sort of it's unused space. Now, this is, of course, changing because we all want to be super connected and use up as much bandwidth as possible all the time. And part of that means that we need to change the rules of the road, so to speak, for broadcast. And the Federal Communications Commission is looking at this right now, as are other countries.
Okay, so this is all very pretty. We've got rainbows.
Yes.
Colliding
yes.
with government regulators and the FCC.
It's beautiful.
How does this impact my life? Make
okay.
me care.
All right. How do you feel about meerkats?
I like meerkats.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like meerkats, too.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're starting to test out the use of this white space stuff. And the London Zoo is actually working with the FCC's regulatory equivalent across the pond over in Britain to test the use of TV white space. It's got a 24/7 streaming YouTube channel of the meerkat exhibit because, you know, the internet loves cats, obviously. And here's something else I think you should think about. Think about the Wi-Fi in our office. Right? If you and I are go like far enough away from the router, our Wi-Fi signal goes down, right?
Yes.
Now, the kind of broadcast waves that we would be using for white space is actually way more powerful. So white space waves can actually go up to 6 miles. So there's another idea that we could actually use this stuff to create super powerful Wi-Fi. And that's why countries are starting to test this to see if we can actually find ways to share this open white space, because it could be huge for that sort of thing.
Now, so the meerkats could just go on and on and on.
Forever. They're actually talking about using white space to deliver internet broadband on the open ocean, which
wow.
I think is
okay.
really interesting. And or using it for networks of sensors that can protect cities from natural disasters, for instance. Kind of interesting.
Because often we've seen when there is a disaster, I've been in hurricanes or other things like that, networks get overloaded very quickly.
They do get overloaded very quickly, and perhaps in some cases, more importantly, we don't know, for instance, that a tsunami or something like that is coming. And if we can build sensor networks that a lot of people are talking about and have those networks exist on open white space waves, then we can actually have this stuff warn us earlier.
Does any of this mean we will have a faster, better internet in the future?
Well, it depends a little bit on what the FCC and other regulators decide to do with the open space. And they're actually talking about this right now and establishing rules and things like that. Now, some of these tests, like the meerkat cameras, prove we can use white spaces without interfering with channels. Like, if that actually works out, what we might see in some cases is actually using this for providing internet where there isn't internet already. So in case we were like traveling in a super rural area, for instance, or a place where there wasn't as much infrastructure for internet, there might be through white space.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you so much. Let's go watch some meerkats.
All right, let's do it.
Get some of our tech in your life. Download the Marketplace app. You can pick it up in the iTunes Store or on Google Play.